Bring in Joe Fisher now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. It's been an interesting morning already.
Yes, it has, hasn't it?
Well, Joe, I was talking to the people at Under Armour Central, and they're at South Carolina, who's an Under Armour school, are wearing, in a salute to the troops, pay homage to them, they're going to be wearing some camouflage-style uniforms this week, so it's going to make your guys' jobs a little bit difficult to see.
I had heard about that. That'll be interesting to see what they, it's funny, though. The worst in terms of experience I've had in trying to call a game it was a South Carolina game where they wore those garnet red jerseys with black numbers.
Yeah.
And I might as well have been, in a treehouse somewhere with binoculars trying to watch the game. It was ridiculous. So we'll count on our sideline reporter to help us all we can.
Yeah, I'll be asking for extra pay tomorrow. That's going to be awesome. Because that's a bad vantage point way up there, too, to call a game in South Carolina. So we'll see what Joe's got tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the only stadium where we're in another zip code.
Right. You're over there by the State Fair somewhere.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you'll do fine, I know. Let's talk about the game itself. Give us what updates you can on the injured players and how you feel like their status is for tomorrow.
I think Zach Stacy is probably going to play. I think Jared Hawkins actually has a chance. He is just a gutty guy who will not give up on this foot injury, and so I think he's got a shot. I think Thomas Welch is probably in the questionable to doubtful range. You know, the big issue for him is, can he not only move, but can he stand the pressure, on that ankle of a big defensive guy trying to press through him? So he's probably in that questionable range. I think you're going to see Ryan Seymour over there quite a bit. I think Kyle Fisher's probably going to start or have a chance to start this week on the offensive line as well. I think that's pretty much the list. It's going to be, again, though, with these guys, especially those running backs, a lot of it's going to be show up at the field, go through the workout, go through the warm-up, see how it feels, and then make a decision.
Last week, Joe, we got a look at A.J. Green, the outstanding receiver for Georgia. Earlier in the year, it was Brandon LaFell at LSU. And talking to Bruce Fowler yesterday, they're pretty impressed with Alshon Jeffrey, the terrific freshman receiver for South Carolina.
Oh, I am too. 4 touchdown catches already, 16 catches, 282 yards. He's leading the team, averaging about 18 yards a catch. And he has kind of overshadowed some of those guys like Mo Brown that have been there for a while. But he's pretty special talent. And now I think Steve Spurrier's got Steven Garcia back there with a little more of what he had in mind at that quarterback position, a little more consistency. They are allowing him to do a few more things now. They've opened up that offense. They primarily move it through the air, averaging over 200 yards through the air. Vanderbilt's going to try to do a little bit of movement through the air, but they've got to be able to run the football successfully and to have a chance in this one. So kind of a matchup of contrasting styles, but Vanderbilt's won this game the last couple of years mainly by taking care of the football and taking advantage of South Carolina miscues, and they're going to have to hope that formula continues.
And Joe's going to buy us all tickets for the Midway rides tomorrow.
I think it's the last day of the fair, actually, that we're there, so the lights of the State Fair will be on right next to the stadium.
All right, Joe, we'll talk to you later.
Corn dogs for everybody. All
right. That's right.
See you.